What about them? You know, to get the wrinkles out of the clothes, you have to do the
iron. Iron. They had a piece of had something they call an iron. You know, what it was made out of. It was an iron. It had a handle on it, and you, if it didn't always, you had to set your, make up a fire in the fireplace and set your iron to the fire till they get hot.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get hot, you put them on a 2x12, what they call an ironing board.
Mm-hmm.
And you press them till the wrinkles come out of them.
Nowadays, you know, they have little buildings in town where you can send your clothes to?
Cleaners, yeah. They have cleaners now.
Any other?
Laundry, cleaning mat.
Did people used to use that word laundry? That's just a new word.
That's a new name, yeah. New name, laundry.
Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
A hammer and tack it against the wall.
Okay. You'd say, I took the hammer and I whet the nail in.
Nailed it into the wall.
Okay. Or say some houses, you know, they have boards on the outside that lap over each other like this.
That's what they call shiplap. Yeah, that's a drop siding board there. That's a drop siding board. But they just started that lately when they got sawmills in here. But way back here, they didn't have no such thing as sawmills. No, very, very seldom had sawmills. But when they went to cutting them boards, they call that a weather board. For drop side, you can make one cover the other and they keep the rain down. But full backyard, they have just like that playground side of the wall. They had to set them straight up and down.
Is weather boarding and drop siding the same thing?
Same thing.
And a building where you could store wood, you'd call that place a
wood house.
What about tools?
Well, you most put them in the barn way back, Yonah, but now you can call that your junk house or your tool room. Either one.
And what did they call toilets that they had outdoors?
What is that?
Toilets that were outdoors.
They just called them toilets, didn't they?
That's all
right. You know,
toilets and outhouses, yeah, that's good. Outhouses and toilets, that's all I can remember them calling them.
Okay. And the place where you'd store corn, that would be the...
That'd be a barn. A barn or a crib.
The crib was part of the barn?
That is all the same. You can call it a barn or you can call it a crib. If it's big enough, you can call it a barn. If it's big enough to store maybe hay and peanuts and potatoes. In other words, if it's a whole much as 200 or 300 barrels of corn, you'd call that a barn and hay meat. But if it's a little small something just for corn, you call that a crib.
What about the upper part of the barn where you'd store the hay?
Well, they'd call that the loft.
Say, you know, long time ago when you'd cut the hay, you'd let it dry, and you'd rake it up in little piles. Do you remember what they call those little piles?
Shocking it. Shocking hay. Shocking it. That's what they call shocking it. It'd be a pretty good sized pile if you put a pole in the ground and put it around that pole, and they call that shocking it.
They call that the hay?
The shocking it, yeah. Hay be right. It'd be hay around it, shocking it.
They call it a hay shock?
A hay shock, that's right. Hay shock.
Any other way of leaving hay outside besides the hay shock?
It wasn't then, not then. Well, this year, the first time I ever saw it, and now they got something now. They rolled up like about a ton of hay at a time. And that's,